You're listening to the Tipfin Maple Leafs podcast with your hosts, Chad and Dale.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Tipfin Maple Leafs podcast, episode number 251. Maybe the last one of 2024. Who knows?
We'll see.
We might squeeze another one in there. But I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
And how are you? Did you have a good Christmas, my man?
251. Yeah, hope everyone out there had a good Christmas. Not the best for my family this year. Someone came down ill just a couple days before Christmas. Kind of put a damper on things, but it is what it is, man. What are you going to do, right?
Yeah.
String of bad luck the last few Christmases for my family, but hopefully next year, smooth sailing. But how about yourself?
It was good.
Crazy or chaotic or just a regular Christmas?
Just a regular Christmas. You know what was great about this Christmas? I didn't have any fucking turkey dinners.
What? Yeah. How was that?
That's just the way it rolled. Is we went to both families' Christmas, and the one was on Christmas Eve, and they just wanted to do like appetizers and play games and stuff.
Like charcuterie boards and shit?
No, like finger foods.
Well, charcuterie.
Yeah, no. There was no charcuterie board there.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, it was the same thing. We did my family, and it was the same thing. Just finger foods, like pizza for the kids, and then just appetizer for the adults and drinks, and it was nice.
Yeah, right on. Cool, man. I'm kind of surprised to hear that, though. No one did up a big meal or whatever.
I'm okay with it. I like that. I like just doing that and enjoying the time, just having some drinks, watching the hockey.
That's fair. Some fun, man. I don't mind getting the old mashed potatoes and the stuffing cooking and all that shit. Like it's, you know, you got the gravy rocking, like it's all part of it, right?
But yeah. But anyway. You know what? Take a year off. It's okay.
Yeah, for sure. Anyway, we hope everybody out there had a good Christmas.
Yeah,
we got one more little holiday to go, and then boom, down the stretch we go. January, February, March, and into the fucking playoffs, the second half of the year. Really looking forward to it. Episode 251 here, 5-2 win over the Red Wings. So the Leafs come back out of the three-day Christmas break. They go into Detroit, a Little Caesars Arena. They probably mowed down on some Little Caesars pizza, or maybe they were too stuffed. Here's what I thought. Okay, so 5-2 win over the Wings on Friday night, 5-2 loss back at home over the Washington Capitals, welcoming Alex Ovechkin back to the lineup on Saturday night. So 5-2 win in Detroit, 5-2 loss at home on Saturday. But I kind of thought, like, okay, the three-day Christmas break, these guys are all with their families, who knows where, like split up across the country or across North America, whatever, thinking, too much turkey, too much stuffing, maybe a few too many eggnogs. And I was not expecting a solid effort on Friday night. But hey, man, they played pretty fucking good, right? I know it's Detroit, but did you not kind of think like, oh, we're going to get a flat one here coming out of the Christmas break? But it didn't turn out to be that.
Yeah. And also because it was the first game with Detroit's new coach. So I thought, here we go. Leafs are just like you say, they're going to come out of the Christmas break flat, too many eggnogs. Mm-hmm. Detroit's going to be flying because you got that new coach behind the bench. But yeah, it didn't turn out that way.
No, it did not.
Actually played pretty well. And I think it's good because you went into the break on a 2-game losing skid. It was nice to snap that as soon as you got back.
Yeah, totally agree. Couple things, like, not going to go nuts here tonight. We won't keep it too long here. But some things to go over. One negative out of the gate would be because Matthew still isn't playing. We'll touch on him briefly here. No updates, I don't think. Unless, do you have an update on him?
No, there's no update.
No, there's no update. They weren't on the ice today anyway, but we're recording this Sunday night. But Holmberg, okay? This is major. I got a couple negatives. This would be one big one. We talked about this on prior podcast. Playing on the second line. Like, what are we talking about here? Like, to me, this is just banana world here. Like, you, like, the best you can do is fucking play Holmberg on the second line. Like, that's all you got. That's it. just fucking play Doer there. Give someone else a look. Because I'm sorry, Holmberg, other than that one nice shorthanded goal this season, has done dick the entire season. Like, what is he bringing you? Especially where, like, you're looking throughout the line. Robertson, Nylander, McMahon, I get you want to keep that together right now.
Domi, McMahon.
Sorry. I get you want to keep that together. But, like, you got other guys. You got Camp. You got Doer. Like, there are other guys in the mix that you could plug a hole other than fucking Holmberg. Am I crazy here? Like, what world are we living in where Pontus Holmberg is the option to play on the fucking second line center? Like, am I off the mark here?
No, you're not off the mark. I think most Leaf fans would agree with you. They don't understand why Pontus Holmberg is there, but it seems to me like the coach is just, that's his guy. It's been that way since it started. I can't explain it. I've liked a lot of what Craig Berube's done. I like a lot of the systems that he's implemented. I like a lot of the lines that he's going with. That one, I can't give you an answer, man. I cannot give you an answer. That Washington game, he was left all alone in front of the net and didn't bury it. Like, he's not giving you anything. He shouldn't be there. But what are you going to do? I know you could say put Doer there. Is Doer going to do much better? Is Lorenz going to do much better there? Or are you just saying, just give it a try?
Well, they can't do worse. Like, Doer doesn't cheat you on effort. And I'm not necessarily saying like Holmberg cheats you on effort. He's just not that he's just not that good of a player. Like, he's just not. I would just give it a different look. Like,
A blessing in disguise to have it happen. Like, to have Matthews have this injury early in the year. Because the trade deadline's not for a few months, and it kind of shows you that if you lose one centerman, you're kind of fucked. You might want to go out and get somebody so you don't have to rely on Pontus Holmberg.
We'll get to Robitaille Island right here in a second, but, like, first of all, just, like, going off the back of what we were talking about Holmberg, like, Tree Living, hello. You might want to get the phone cooking here, get on the blower, and add a fucking piece. Who knows what's happening with Austin Matthews? You can't rely on this guy right now. You just can't. So you might want to just take a swing, take a stab at it. Some center ice depth that doesn't include guys like Camp, Doer, and fucking Pontus Holmberg. I'm sorry. There's nobody coming from the Marlies that's going to help you at center ice. You probably got to swing a deal here. Include a draft pick and bring in a fucking legit centerman. Like, what's it? There's teams that are already out of it. You can make a deal. There's already been deals being made.
Yeah, you could make a deal. I would argue with you that you do have Fraser Minton,
okay,
on the Marlies, and I would say he's better than Holmberg.
Okay, so then what? Okay, there. Okay, yeah, fair.
But then you'd have to figure out your whole cap situation and waiver and all that shit on who goes up, who goes down.
Like, can Minton come up and down and not have to clear? I think he can, right?
I think
he doesn't have to clear.
And it's like, he played good. I know he dipped off a little bit, but you know what? Hello. A lot of the team has dipped off this year. Matthew Nyes has dipped off. Domi dipped off at the start of the year and just got it going.
Yeah.
Holmberg, he's been dipped the whole year.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, dude, put Holmberg in the press box and bring up. Fuck, I'd rather see Fraser Minton play in that role than Holmberg all day long. I think he's got more to give. And
if you're not ready for it, like if they don't think that Minton is ready to take on that role, especially you get into January, February, March, the games are going to amp up. There's no easy points. You're going to get close to the playoffs. If you don't think Minton can handle that, then hello, Brad.
Yeah.
Get on the phone.
There's guys available. Listen, like, there's a ton of teams you could pluck a centerman away from that would help you. Like,
because Austin Matthews is not, you cannot rely on him this season. I don't know what's wrong with him. Like, it's all over the map. People are saying wrist, disc, neck, infections. Like, it's everything. Tip. I don't know what's wrong with him. Tip. It could be his tip. I don't know what's wrong with him, man. And if I'm Tree Living, I am planning to build this team as if he's going to be hurt for a while.
Well, why don't we talk about Robitaille Island right now? How far away are we from Robitaille Island here?
Are you talking just shutting them down until the playoffs?
Yeah.
We talked about this last podcast, and we don't need to get into it again. But until that Four Nations face-off tournament's over,
it's not going to happen.
There's no Robota Island.
Okay.
I know the tournament is kind of a joke, but to these guys, to Austin Matthews, he wants to be there playing for USA. So until that tournament comes and goes.
He wants to, but of course he wants to, but.
But should he?
I don't know, man. Like, there's so many. We don't even know what's wrong with the fucking guy. So it's hard to say like what they should or shouldn't do. But to me, it's just like, you know, this isn't a day to day fucking thing. This is a like, we'll see you in a month minimum, which would lead into the Four Nations. And then like, we'll reevaluate it after that. But I mean, do you want him coming back for like the last couple games of, or let's not even say like you just sit them all January, you haven't played the first week of February, that leads you right into the Four Nations, and then he re-aggravates it again. Like, there's going to be, you don't think Marchand for Canada or like Bennett playing for Canada is going to fucking go right at Austin Matthews? Because they are.
Yeah, they are. I'm not saying... Like, I'm not making a case for him to play in the tournament. When are they going to shut him down for Robota Island?
I know you weren't saying.
And I'm just saying, to me, I don't think that's happening until the Four Nations face-off is either done and gone, or it's out of realm for him. Like, it gets too close, and he's not healthy enough to play. Because let's face it, he can't just come back for that tournament. If he doesn't come back and play a few games for his own fucking team that pays him the money before that tournament and show that he's healthy enough to go play, then he shouldn't go.
Yeah, I totally agree. Totally agree.
But we'll see. I hope he comes back. I hope he's fine. And we'll see from there. Like, I hope he plays in the tournament, and I hope he plays for the Toronto Maple Leafs and does well in both.
Hope and a prayer, I guess. Living on a prayer. They need to reevaluate
Jonathan Bonathan Joby.
They should maybe think about new goal song down there, Living on a Prayer, because that's living all we're doing. Just living on a prayer, man. Fucking him and Mitch used to sing it on the bench back in the day. I don't know.
That should be the goal song.
Should be.
Jonathan.
Anyway, I've been watching a lot of, this is off topic, I'll get back to the Leafs in a second. I've been watching a lot of Canucks games, and I just find it fascinating, the whole, I'm sure you've heard the storylines about like JT Miller and Pettersson, like, don't like each other. And like, have you heard? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. Like, I've heard a little bit, but
apparently Elias Pettersson and JT Miller don't get along. And if you know Miller, he's a fucking bulldog animal. And Pettersson is just like, he's kind of soft. Like, he's soft, really.
Yeah.
So they're open about it even. Like, they don't want to play with each other. Like, they don't even want to be, they were trying to shuffle the power play around where like Miller had his own unit and Pettersson had his own unit. God. Like, they're on different lines, whatever. Like, apparently it's a real thing. And they're kind of open about it. Like, they're not shit talking the other person, but you can clearly tell there's like dislike there. Anyway, that's a tough one. They just signed Pettersson to like an $11 million fucking extension, right? And Miller's I'm not trading JT fucking Miller. There's no way. Like, that's the guy that like helps you win in the playoffs. Pettersson went fucking cold for them long stretches. Anyway, whatever. I just find it very fascinating.
It is fascinating.
I'm watching Vancouver play and I'm like, oh man, they're on separate power plays. And like, I guess these guys really don't like each other. Cause like, I don't know. It's crazy, but
you would think that like being a professional and getting paid millions of dollars, well, you could set that aside and be like, all right, I'll suck it up and I'll play with them.
Don't start
rumors, but I know what you're thinking.
Do you want to say what you
think? No, I'm not. I don't want to say what you're thinking, but I know what you're thinking.
Okay. Like, Miller had a leave of absence. All right. We'll just leave it. We'll leave it at that. Anyway, back to the Leafs. I think we got to go here. I got a couple seggies planned for tonight, but I'm going to swing one on you right now, Chad, and we're going to do whale of a game here and talk about the Detroit game. If you want to
wing
throw
one on
whale
me?
Of a game.
All right.
Yeah.
It's time for whale of a game.
Mike Taylor here, Chad Dale, whale of a game. Huge.
All right. For those of you who don't know, that was our old baseball coach. And when you played a great game, he told you played a whale of a game. Didn't happen often, but when it did, you got a whale of a game. So that's a segment we do here when somebody plays well enough that Dale and I are like, hey, whale of a game.
You go ahead, because I'm pretty sure you know who I'm talking about.
It's Mitch.
Friday night, coming off the Christmas break. Did not see that one coming.
Mitchie Marner, the natural hat trick.
Okay, speaking of that, let's just follow this up with the next two segments in one here, folks. Ready? Two segments in one. You know what one this is going to be?
It's time for Just the Tip.
Two segments in one.
Perhaps play a little game called Just the Tip. Just for a second, just to see how it feels.
How about we play a little game called Just the Tip?
Oh, yeah, baby. Well, the best play in hockey. You want to tee this one up?
Not just hockey, Chad. This is the best play in all professional sports, all of the land. What a tip-in. We had another. We're not done with tip-ins here, folks, but this was the best one. The best one of the weekend. Hat trick tip-ins. This might be a first. We've been doing this show for a long time. I can't recall ever a hat trick tip-in. Can you, like, that would kind of stand out, would you not think? I don't think we've ever seen it.
I don't remember a hat trick tip-in, no.
I think this is a first. I think it was Ekman Larson for a point shot. Marner just, he was just a cooking, man. Cooking in that Detroit game. Natural hat trick. This was obviously the best goal of the night, the tip-in goal to get the hat trick. Here's the ultimate question. So, whale of a game for Mitch. Beautiful tip-in for the hat trick goal. Why does Mitch Marner become Superman when his buddy Austin isn't playing?
I don't know.
Come on. Like, look at the way Mitch plays when 34 is not in the lineup. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, what are your thoughts on that? Like, why he literally turns into a completely different guy out there. He's like, I got this. Watch this. Jump on my cape and I'll fly around and help you guys win here.
Well, I don't think his game changes that much. It's just he scores when 34 is out of the lineup. Like, he's taking shots. But, yeah, he went to the net. Hard tip. Right off the shaft.
Don't see that from Mitch very often.
No, you don't see that. I don't know. And it's funny. Everyone I've been talking to says the exact same thing. They're like, why can't this guy play like this when 34 is in the lineup? But when 34 is in the lineup, it's like he's just the playmaker. That's all he is.
That has to change. It has to change.
And then like, Matthews goes out, and all of a sudden, Mitch is not just the playmaker. He's the goal scorer. He's killing penalties. Like, he does. He's the guy. Brube's just, when Matthews out of the lineup, Brube's like, all right, who do I need to get going? They get Mitch. We need to get JT going. You get Mitch. Nylander going. You get Mitch.
Yeah. He does everything. He really does. And look, I've shit on Mitch a lot over the years on this podcast, mainly after playoff failures.
But you're not alone.
No.
Leaf Station was shitting on Mitch after the playoffs.
Look, I was so impressed with Mitch when Austin was out in November. And now, like, he comes out of the Christmas break and I'm just like, you got to be kidding me. He's doing it again. Like, this is fucking nuts. And I don't know. I guess my ultimate thing here with this is that when or if, because we don't know what the fuck is going on with 34, when or if Austin, I guess I'll say when Austin Matthews does return to the lineup.
Yeah.
You have to be serious this time about not playing them together. Look at how much Mitch can help this team when he's not with 34. He does not need to play with Austin Matthews. Does Matthews need to play with Mitch? I would say no. Is he better playing with Mitch? Okay, sure.
But yes. Everybody is.
So, like, I'm just going to go down this road briefly here tonight because I think this is to me, the light bulbs have gone off. Before, I've been on the fence about, like, I don't know, they're the two best players, offensive players on the team, and kind of, I know, Nylander, whatever. But, like, that's just where I'm at now. Like, I am fully committed. I'm not on the fence. I am fully committed to when Austin returns, he does not play with Mitch. Mitch has his own line. Austin has his own line. That's how I would do it. Yes or no?
Yeah.
And elaborate, please.
I kind of think that the last time when Matthews came back, because he was off so long and I don't think he was 100%. Like, I think they knew he wasn't 100%. You give him Mitch to get him going because we need Austin Matthews to score. He gets paid a lot of money and we need those goals. But at the same time, if he gets paid that money and he's captain of the team, he should be able to take care of himself out there, and he doesn't need Mitch, and we could use Mitch on the second line or to help JT. I don't know. I would split them up, but we'll see. I feel like Berube's kind of going through the motions. Like, we've watched this team forever, so we know what Matthews and Marner are together. But, like, Berube's new. He hasn't been here as long as we've been watching the team. So he's kind of trying all the things that Keefe tried. Like, he had Nylander, Marner, and Matthews together. Like, Keefe tried that a few times. He'll find it before the playoffs, and I think by that time, Marner will be carrying his own line. Matthews will be carrying his own line. That's what I think.
Yeah, okay. I hope you're right. I mean, Austin has shown in the past as well that he can, you know, he can be on a line without Mitch and be fine. Like, look at, like last year when they finally did the Domi, Bertuzzi, Matthews line, they were fucking cooking down the stretch. They looked incredible.
Yes.
But, and you can always go back to Mitch and Austin. Like, obviously play the power play together, those kind of things.
Or when you need it. If you need a goal in the last 5 minutes, put them together and play the double shift them. See what happens. But yeah, I'm with you, man. You don't need to put them on the same line all the time. They don't need to be tied at the hip.
No, they definitely don't. So I guess I'll lead in anything else on that, or just like, we're both in agreement that when Austin finally does come back, Mitch is better suited to run his own line and Austin runs his own line. Just leave it at that. Like, we're both in agreement there.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mitch, be who you are right now.
Don't change a fucking thing. I want to see this guy continue to, I don't want to see the, I'm always looking for my buddy Austin to get him his biscuits. No, Mitch, you fucking do it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm 100% on board with that. I mean, if Matthews could carry his own line and he's putting the puck in the net, and you have Mitch, let's say he's playing with JT, he ups JT's goals and he's also putting in his own goals. That's what you need.
Yeah. Yeah. Not Holmberg. This is what
you need. Are you sure about that?
Positive.
Home.
Almost done with this guy. Almost done. Getting real close. But if he was included in a trade tomorrow, I wouldn't give a piss. I wouldn't blink an eye. If it was a pick in Holmberg for whatever, like, see ya. Yeah. Like, I mean, see you later, bud. Whatever. But so carrying off the Mitch thing, Tavares. He gets a tip in. Now, I thought it went off his pelvic region. Some people are saying it went off the chest or the crest. I guess my eyes are more focused in the lower region. I thought it might have bounced off his groin or his dick, but couldn't tell for sure.
You tried to be subtle with that. Like, you tried the pelvic. First it was pelvic and groin, and then you just said it. You thought it went off his dick.
We're all thinking it. So yeah, what do you
were trying not to say it.
How did you see that tip in the loss, in the 5-2 loss to Washington?
Well, I'll just say pelvic region.
Okay. So not up high.
I don't know. The announcers said up high.
Yeah. Well,
but I didn't see it.
You know how many mistakes Cuthbert made in that game on Saturday? He was calling Robertson Nylander. He was calling Nylander Robinson. He was calling he was calling guys. And then he would say, he literally said five times on the broadcast, he's like, excuse me, I mean Robertson, or excuse me, I mean Nylander. Did you catch any of that?
Yeah.
Like, well, he made a lot of mistakes.
That was a break. I mean, we all drink
eggnog. Eggnog. Too much eggnog for Cuthbert, man.
And they do kind of look alike, Robertson and Nylander. When they're out there, I get them mistaken sometimes.
No, but he even did it with, like, it wasn't just the two of them. It was like other players as well. But anyway, whatever. But Tavares, so he gets a tip in the loss, but just kind of piggybacking off of the Marner thing, how good has JT looked, in my personal opinion? I know JT is not everybody's cup of tea, but I think he's fucking killing it, man. He's very noticeable. And like, how much of that is because Mitch? Like, how much of it is just JT's got is having a season here, or how much of it is because he spent a lot of time playing with Mitch Marner?
I think
JT's been good.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both. I think JT is, I mean, him and Marner both are in contract years this year. Players play better in their contract year.
Yep.
He Yeah, he just looks good. I know you're right. He's not everybody's cup of tea. And I know a lot of the time when we talk about Tavares and we praise him, we get a lot of comments in return about, you know, he's slow, he's bad on defense, he doesn't do these things. But I think for his age and like being at the end of the contract, I think he's killing it this year as well. And I think it has more to do with JT bringing it than it does playing with Mitch, but playing with Mitch brings it up a few notches. And I think also playing with Pacioretty, he's looked better with Pacioretty than he has with any other winger when Pacioretty's been playing with him.
Yeah.
Pacioretty, the fucking killer.
Yeah. What a signing that's turned out to be, man. If we get Pacioretty healthy for the playoffs, like if we get a healthy Pacioretty in the playoffs, is what I'm saying. I'm really liking the thoughts of that, man. He has exceeded my expectations.
Yeah.
Like other than when he went down grabbing his ass cheek, like that wasn't the best night. But no, he has absolutely exceeded my expectations and then some. Like I had no idea. But I think he's added like the physical element to his game. Like he can still bury it. He goes to the right areas. He is fucking fearless out there. He'll just run over anybody. Like, I don't know. I've been so impressed with Pacioretty, but I just think that I agree with you. Like, I just think contract year Tavares has looked good, but I think playing with Mitch for a lot of time has like really helped him. Hey man, like the wheels don't look like they're falling off for me. Like I don't see that with Tavares right now. So
he's adapted. He's adapted huge. His speed is not there, but he's adapted his game to like he knows that he's not one of the elite offensive threats anymore in the NHL, but he's adapted his game to just, I don't know what it is. He's just playing like a good overall game.
Playing
with Mitch always helps.
And he never screws you on effort, ever. He never cheats you on effort. He just does not. It's not in his DNA. He just cannot do it. Like
he's Jackrabbit or nothing.
100%.
There's no 100%. Slow motion.
Okay. So I guess one more thing, maybe do you want to touch on the third line quickly or not really? I got something else. We can talk about the goalies, but third line back together. Like you want to see that stay together for now, at least until Tree Living makes a trade and then maybe you split it up, but you want to see those three guys stay together for the immediate future.
I'm split on that. I do, because I think like it's kind of funny. It's like you took the guys, not Bobby McMahon so much, but Domi and Robertson, like they were kind of the misfits.
Yep.
And then you put them together and it worked. Like they were scoring and stuff. Mm-hmm. But my God, man, they are chaotic in their own end.
Yeah, I know.
They get
They're producing though.
They're producing, yes. I would like to see it with a true third line center. That would be my cup of tea. And then you can move Domi somewhere else.
Well, where though? That's the thing. Where does
Domi fit? I don't know. That's not my job.
Eventually up with Austin, maybe.
Maybe he was good there last year when you had Burt and Domi with Austin. But I'm just saying, I like it because it's producing. But at the same time, when they get hemmed in their own zone, I'm just like, oh my God.
You touched on Nyes earlier. I'm not going to get into him tonight because I want to talk about the goaltending quickly. And we're already right at the end here. But
he's dipped huge.
He's dipped. So maybe the next pod, we'll see how the next couple games go. Hopefully he can like regain it, whatever, but you know, he hasn't been playing with Austin and Mitch. Well, Mitch a little bit, but
he started the year driving
bad out of hell, attacking
the net, hitting everything in sight, playing hard. He's not, I don't know if maybe it was a concussion and I don't know what his injury was, but he's not doing that anymore. He's a little shy as he's playing.
Yeah, so we can leave it at that.
Thought maybe you throw Bobby McMahon up there for a little bit.
Yeah, you could. I wouldn't be opposed to it, but I think Nyes will get it figured out here, but it's a long season.
It is ups
and downs, going to be dips. He started so hot. It's dipped a bit, but maybe we'll get into that more in the next couple of podcasts. We'll see what there is.
Maybe he'll have a huge game on New Year's Eve.
Maybe he will. So just the goaltending. Wall, just quickly, couple minutes here. Wall, really good on Friday. I thought was really good. And then Murray, our boy.
Not my boy.
Okay.
Not my boy.
Okay. I'll still.
Jesus.
Okay. My boy. Okay. I'll stick with it.
Not once have I said Murdaugh is my
okay. boy. I have. I've been on the Murray train. Okay. I'm not gonna bail on him now. But a couple of those goals, Chad. Not gonna lie. I know Washington's a good team. Listen, but
he's not my boy. They were okay. shitty goals.
I'm just saying, a couple of those goals, not the best. Louis Domingue, spicy broccoli and pork, I would say maybe a little too much of that. Not the best, but he did keep them in the game. Like he did make some good quality saves, but timing, like, look, man, this guy missed basically an entire fucking year and a half or whatever. Like, he hadn't. So I think it just maybe more time. But do you want to see them stick with Murray, or would you want to see them bring Hill to be back up until Stolar's, like, you know, can play again? Like, what do you think? Stick with Murray or maybe go back to Stolar's? Like, what would you do here? I don't think Murray was terrible. Don't get me wrong, but a couple of those goals, not good. Not good.
Yeah, he let in a couple soft goals, but that kind of broke the back of the team, because at the other end, Thompson was, he was making 10 beller after 10. Like, he was on fire.
Yeah, he was.
I don't know if Hill de Beest is better than Murray, but I don't know. I guess I would stick with Murray because he's the NHL guy, and he, like you say, he has been out a long time, and maybe he can get it going.
Yeah.
You give him the benefit of the doubt.
It was only a second game back, right?
It was only a second game back. Because I know Hill de Beest is tearing it up on the Marlies, but his games that he's played for the Leafs, he's let in some soft ones here and there.
Sure.
So let him ride it out in the Marlies, play Murray up here. But give letting you know, like, he's not my boy.
No, okay. I'll take that credit. I'll wear that on my back, Murray. I'm sticking with you, Murdaugh. You're my boy. So don't let me down. Don't fail me, Murray. Don't fail me. But I think you got to have a bit of a longer leash for Murray. I guess that's all I'm saying. I didn't love his game on Saturday, or I didn't love parts of his game on Saturday, but two games, I think you got to stick with them more. And they still have a ton of games coming up here. So I think you can't play Waller every night. We know that. So I think Murray, maybe the more reps he gets, like, I could see him maybe stealing one here in the next couple games where we're like, he's my boy.
Maybe you try and not give him the Washington Capitals either. Well, like, if you can work it out that he gets, like, his first game against Buffalo, like, maybe do that.
Yeah.
Maybe give him games like that.
Yeah.
Maybe he should have played the Detroit game.
Yeah. We'll see.
And Walsh should have played the Capitals game.
We'll see. Anyway. All right. Come on, Murray. Let's get her cooking here.
All right. That's behalf of me and Dale and Dale's boy, Murray. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast. So don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast. You can email us tipinpodcast@gmail.com and follow us at TikTok at Tip In Podcast. While you're on YouTube, hit like and hit subscribe. It would really help us out. Until next time, I don't know if we'll be back on New Year's. I think they play in the afternoon. It's like a 1 o'clock start.
Yeah, so we'll figure it out.
We might do one. If not,
we'll figure it out.
If not, have a happy new year, and we love you guys. I'm Chad.
Dale.
We will.
Yeah, home and home against the Islanders coming up here. New Year's Eve, 1 p.m. start in Toronto, Thursday night in Long Island. We'll be back, like Chad just said, either after the New Year's Eve game, or if not, then for sure after the Thursday night game to break it all down. Hopefully, we can get this thing going good. Islanders, not easy. There's no easy win, but hopefully. Does Murray get one of those games? I think probably. Like, you don't want to burn Wall out, right? So you probably, Murray gets the net in one of those games.
Yeah, whoever your backup is going to play a
100%.
Lot.
So it should be interesting. We'll see. We'll be back to break it all down, either New Year's Eve or after the Thursday night game in Long Island. Thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for listening. Go Leafs, go. We'll catch you later.
Catch you later.
You're listening to the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast with your hosts, Chad and Dale.